knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Oh, hi, Janet. I was just wondering if...
Mr. Furley, could you keep it down? Jack is sleeping.
Oh, I'm sorry. But my Sunday paper didn't come, and there's something very important I have to read.
Oh, come on. You can read ours. It's on the coffee table. But could you read it here? We haven't had a chance to look at it yet.
Oh, sure. Here it is.
See? Editorial page.
Oh, good. Would you excuse me? Terry and I are having breakfast.
Hey.
I'm sorry, Jack, but some of these things are just so darn funny, you can't keep from laughing. Of course, they're
not as funny as they used to be. Like, I remember when Dick Tracy shot Pruneface full of holes. You could see right through him. Now, that was funny. But then I guess my all-time favorite was Little Orphan Annie. She never changed clothes much, but she sure could sing. Tomorrow!
Mr. Furley, what's going on?
He woke me up.
I'm sorry, I just got carried away.
Mr. Furley, why don't you take your paper and read it downstairs, okay?
This isn't my paper.
Oh, sure it is. Ours didn't come today, so I borrowed yours.
What? You took my Sunday paper?
Well, I was going to return it, but I fell asleep.
I'm glad I woke you up. From now on, keep your hands off my personal things. Is that mine?
No.
You're lucky.
Weird.
What's up, Larry?
Here. Hiya, girls.
Hello.
You remember how I borrowed your recipe for the delicious chocolate chip cookies?
Yeah, for your mother's bake sale.
Is that what I told you?
Larry.
No, actually, what I did, and you're going to thank me for this, Jack, what I did was I entered it in a cookie contest.
What?
Yeah, the Landers Baking Company contest. They have it every year.
Larry, I am a professional chef. I own my own restaurant. I can't go around entering hokey little contests.
Then you don't want the $10,000?
That's right. $10,000?
That's right.
No, wait,
Larry, wait. $10,000?
Yeah, I just got this special delivery letter saying that's what Jack's won. I won $10,000?
$10,000?
Wow! Oh, Larry, wait a minute. When do I pick up this money?
Tuesday. You can pick up the check at the Landers Baking Company.
What, I just walk in and pick up a check for 10 grand?
Well, actually, there's a little more to it than that.
How much more?
Well, actually, they're not expecting Jack Tripper.
Who are they expecting?
Grandma Tripper.
Grandma Tripper?
The contest is only open to women.
Larry!
I thought they'd mail him the check. I didn't know you had to show up in person.
I don't believe you. They are going to take one look at Jack and throw him out, cookies and all.
Not if he dresses right.
But you want me to dress up as a woman?
Just long enough to pick up the check.
Larry, you have pulled a lot of sleazy schemes in your time, but this is the lowest.
No, it isn't. You remember the time I talked you through?
Forget it, Larry. Jack has too much integrity to do anything like this ever.
Oh, not even for $10,000?
No. Some people can't be bought, Larry. Jack wouldn't even do this for $100,000.
I'm surprised you feel that way, pal.
So am I. No. I'm surprised that he's surprised. He should know about my integrity by now. Okay.
Right. There's your answer, Larry. So you can just forget about your hokey scheme.
Okay. But I want you to know that his integrity is costing me $5,000.
What?
My half of the prize. I was the one who sent in the recipe.
Get out, Larry.
Okay, $2,500.
Out.
All right, now this is my final offer.
Out! Oh, boy, can you believe that guy?
Really? Thinking that Jack would stoop that low.
Yeah.
You did the right thing, Jack.
Yeah.
It was the only way to go, girls. Mm-hmm. Come on. I don't care how much we're going to miss that colored TV.
Right. What TV?
Nothing. Just for a second there, I was thinking that I'd get us a new color TV set with the prize money. I'd still have enough left over after getting the car.
Car?
Yeah, nothing fancy, just a little convertible so we could take weekend trips up the coast to Big Sur.
Big Sur?
Or to Vegas, depending on our mood. But hey, pumpkins, we don't need any contest, do we? Soon I'll have enough money of my own to buy a car.
You've been saving up?
I sure have. $7 a week for the past month.
Oh. It's getting awfully late, Janet.
I know. Hey, Jack, you better hurry up.
Coming.
Well, what do you think?
Oh, Grandma, what big feet you have.
Let's call this off.
No, Jack!
Come back here, Jack. Come on, you look wonderful.
No, I'll never get away with this.
When did you suddenly get cold feet?
When I looked in the mirror.
Jack, all you have to do is walk in, pick up a check, and walk out.
Yeah, but...
No more buts. Come on.
Terry, wait a minute. No, this isn't gonna work. I gotta tell you, What if I have to go to the little girl's room?
Just sit down. So I can check your makeup.
Oh. Nobody in his right mind is ever going to believe that I'm a woman.
Oh, I'll get that. Oh, hi, Mr. Furley.
Hi, Janet. I just wanted to ask if...
Well, who do we have here now?
Mr. Furley, we would like for you to meet a dear friend of ours.
Hello there. I'm Ralph Furley.
I'm Jack Tripper.
Oh, my God! You've finally gone over the edge!
No, let me tell you, the reason I'm dressed in these clothes is because...
No, don't tell me. I don't want anyone to hear.
It's the only way I could get the money for my cookies.
Jack, if you think you're going to pass for a Girl Scout...
Mr. Curly, we have things to do.
Let me give you a little tip, Jack. Pink is not your color. Makes you look old.
It's fuchsia.
See, you fool, Furley.
Yeah, well, that's because I'm better looking than most of his dates.
Wait, oh, hi, Janet.
Hi there.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you had company. Where's Jack?
He's around.
Thanks.
Sure.
Jack! Yo, Jack, it's me, Larry.
Yes?
I beg your pardon. I'm looking.
Jack?
Well, what do you think?
What do you think, Larry?
Yeah, Larry.
So you can't be bought, huh?
Larry, Jack isn't doing this for the money.
I'm not.
He's doing it for the principal.
Right.
What principal?
Well, what? Reverse sex discrimination.
Oh, that's good.
Thank you.
Reverse sex discrimination.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, why should a person be excluded from a cooking contest just because he's a man?
Well, that's a good point.
Larry, Jack is only doing this to make a statement for equality.
Right. You understand, Larry? Well,
sure. You're doing it for the principal.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Then can I have the prize money?
No way.
I should have known. When it comes to money, you women are all alike. Oh, I'm so nervous. I'm afraid I'm going to blow it.
You won't if you don't open your mouth. Just let us do the talking.
And if anyone talks to you, just pretend you're hard of hearing.
Look, Jack, all you have to do is get your check and we can get out of here.
Hello. I'm Marion Holman of Landers Baking.
Hello.
This is Grandma Tripper. And, we are his... her nieces.
Oh, she's so charming. Congratulations, Grandma.
Me?
She's a little hard of hearing.
Oh. Congratulations!
Do you think that Grandma could get her check? She's a little bit tired.
Yes, it's way past her bedtime.
Don't worry. We'll move things along just as fast as we can. Please have a seat.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks.
Guys, she bought it.
Yeah.
She really did.
I told you there's nothing to worry about.
Remember, Granny.
Right, right. Lead the way, my child. That's it, all right?
What's your name?
I'm Jack. Jack, short for Jacqueline.
Oh. That's a nice scent.
Thank you.
That smells just like my boyfriend's cologne.
You have a boyfriend?
Oh, well, it's nothing serious.
Good. 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 I just think it's nice for a sweet, young, juicy girl like yourself to play the field like I do, you know?
I don't believe we've met.
Well,
I prefer it that way.
My, aren't we witty? Now, my child, where were we? Oh, you have such lovely patellas. May I squeeze them?
Oh, Granny! You don't look too well. You look a little flushed.
Yeah, I bet you forgot to take your tonic, Gran.
Big moment is at hand. Would you ladies follow me, please?
Right. Shall we?
We'll help you, Granny.
She's getting so feeble.
Jack, would you please behave? Just a few more minutes and you'll have your check and we can go home.
I hope so. My girl's killing me.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Landers Baking Contest.
Contest?
I'm gonna kill that Larry.
Let's give a big welcome to our three finalists. One of them will be declared our grand prize winner and will receive a check for $10,000. Now, let's welcome our president, Mr. Bert Lenders.
Thank you very much. Hello, everybody. Well, enough of this talk. Let's get this contest underway. But first, I think we should meet our three lovely finalists. First, we have Miss Melody Wilson. Good luck, my dear. And next, we have Miss Brenda McNair. And finally, we have Grandma Tripper. You'd better take care of that cough.
Sorry, Bert.
Now, the ladies have in front of them on their work tables all the ingredients listed in their own personal recipes. So, let's begin.
Terry, I wish I'd never let you talk me into this.
You're the one that wanted the TV.
That's not true.
What?
I wanted the car.
You're wasting your time, dearie.
I beg your pardon?
They've already filled my name in on the check.
That's Bush League, darling. Check this out. Talk to me, Eggy Waggy. Be nice to your ex. And to those of you in Australia. This really cracks me up. You're not using this, are you, Mama? Thank you so much. Now, watch and learn. And joining the eggs, the soon to be released sugar. Release me, release me. And of course, the margarine.
Butter.
And springtime would never be complete without some flower power. And of course, a smidge of vanilla. But not every night's prom night, is it? Achah! Good for Granny. And soup's on of baking soda. It's magic time. Yes. And as I've said before, and I'll say again, let the chocolate chips fall where they may. Now, the pièce de résistance. Walnuts, nutmeg, and of course my secret ingredient, which you will never, ever know.
Oh, dear.
Oh, allow me, my child. But we both can bend, can't we? Down and up. My secret ingredient!
Oh, I am so clumsy. Here, let me help. Oh, oh. Oops, I am sorry.
Granny! Quick, do you have any candy or anything sweet right there?
No, all I have is this box.
This'll have to do.
But Jack,
Terry, what are you talking about? I can't win with just plain chocolate cookies.
But Jack,
don't worry, I'll make it work. I'm a chef, remember?
You haven't won yet, number two. And if you put your hand on my table again, I'll be baking lady fingers.
Jack, where have you been? The judging's almost over.
I had to go to the little girl's room.
What?
Don't worry, I kept my eyes closed. Terry, listen, I have to know, what exactly did I put in those cookies anyway?
Cough drops.
Cough drops?
With menthol.
Oh, no. Uh-oh. Landers is looking over here. He knows. We gotta get out of here. Come on, let's go.
Too late. Here he comes.
Okay, I'm gonna go to a woman's jail.
May I have a word with you?
Why, certainly, sir.
Call a lawyer.
I want you to know that I have had my eye on you from the very start.
You have?
All this granny business didn't fool me one bit.
It didn't?
I know what's underneath that dress.
You do?
Warm, young, vibrant woman.
Full of passion.
Eager for life.
How did you guess?
Because we are two of a kind.
Oh, more than you know.
After the contest, let's go have a drink.
Woo! Not again.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to crown our queen of the kitchen. Now, this was not an easy choice. What with Melody Wilson's oatmeal raisin cookies, Brenda McNair's raspberry tart cookies, and Grandma Tripper's... what do you call your cookies?
Chocolate mint surprise cookies.
Easily the most unusual cookie I have ever tasted. Why, you know, one of the judges was feeling a little bit under the weather, and he ate a cookie, and it actually cleared his sinus. So, the winner of this year's grand prize of $10,000 is Grandma Tripper!
You've made me the happiest grandma alive. I owe so much to all those little people who helped me. Too many names to mention now, but I would like to single out my two loving nieces, Janet and Terry. Take a bow, girls. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to share this crown with them. Because if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be here right now, which I will never let them forget. Let me make one thing perfectly clear. I did not do this for the money, nor for the honors that go along with it. The important thing is, this is America where people love a good joke. And never press charges. And in conclusion, I would like to say...
Are we going for that drink now, man? I'll buy.
Home.
I just want to get out of these clothes and go down to the Regal Beagle for a nice cold beer.
Oh, gee. The ride home was so embarrassing. I never thought that cab driver was going to stop laughing.
He did when he saw the tip.
What a day, Terry, in that dumb contest.
Oh, don't think about it anymore. Just put it out of your head.
Okay.
How about some milk and cookies?
Don't say cookies!
I mean crackers, crackers, crackers!
Excuse me. Is Jack home?
Yeah, Mr. Furley. He's getting ready to go out.
Oh, well, I just wanted to
one of you girls
see...
help me with this bra?
Jack! Furley. I never thought I'd say this, but please... put on a dress! He hates me!
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.